All right, so someone wanted to know, is it possible to reverse insulin resistance and how long does it take? So this video is for that person. First of all, what is insulin resistance? It's a condition whereby the cells are no longer absorbing insulin. So insulin is being rejected, okay? And so in the receptor for insulin, it's just not receiving insulin anymore. The consequence of that is this. Without insulin, the cells can't get fuel, they can't get nutrition, so they're starving, they're hungry, and you're craving carbohydrates. There's a little signal sent back to the pancreas because it's not getting absorbed inside the cell that tells the pancreas, hey, we don't have enough insulin, make more. So then the pancreas makes more and more insulin. So an average person with insulin resistance has 5 to 7 times more than normal. The problem with this is that this high level of insulin creates damage in the body. Also, the fact that it's not getting into the body that well, it can raise your blood sugar. So you got high blood sugars because the purpose of insulin is to lower the blood sugar. So we have this dynamic of the hormone trying to do its work, but it can't. So then it can't control the blood sugar. So it can start going higher and higher and higher. Yet at the same time, the cells are starving, they're hungry. And if you have insulin resistance in the brain, then if they can't get fuel, they die. That's Alzheimer's. Okay, so that's really what it is. So what causes insulin resistance? The overexposure of insulin. Okay, what causes that? The chronic consumption of carbs and eating too frequent, okay? Frequent meals and snacking. How do we fix this problem? Well, you just reverse the process and you do prolonged absence of insulin. So we just avoid the triggering of insulin over a period of time. Because here's the problem. If you don't fix this, you're not gonna get weight loss. So all those workouts that you're doing are a waste of time. All the diets you're doing don't really work. And you're gonna be hungry all the time, so you're not gonna be able to stick to it. Now, based on my opinion, it takes between 3 to 8+ months to reverse insulin resistance. But the cool thing is, you can also reverse prediabetes and type 2 diabetes. Now, my guess is that doing keto is responsible for maybe 20 to 30% of the improvements. Intermittent fasting is responsible for about 60% of the improvements. If we add those together, we get about 80%. But if you do the healthy version of keto with intermittent fasting together, you can get 90+% results. Why? Because the healthy version of keto itself supplies the key nutrients, okay, zinc, vitamin D, chromium, potassium, magnesium, the B vitamins to help speed up the process. And if you want to enhance and speed up your results, you would add these things: exercise, reduce your stress, increase sleeping, certain supplements to take more of certain nutrients that target the beta cells of the pancreas that are involved in insulin resistance. And the way that you know that insulin resistance is going away, you can do a test called HOMA IR, okay? But honestly, I would just look at these 6 things, okay? Number one, is your hunger going away? Can you go longer between meals without eating? How about your belly fat? Is it disappearing? That means the inside of the fat around the organs is going away, especially the liver fat as well. Is your blood pressure going down? Now, here's the thing. When you have high insulin or high sugars, the arteries get really, really stiff. And when you do healthy keto and intermittent fasting I would also recommend more vitamin D with this, you can improve blood pressure. But sometimes it takes up to a year to get this under control. Next one, good blood sugars. Now, for most people, you're gonna see change immediately. Now, if you've been a diabetic for many, many years, I'm talking type 2, it could take up to a year to really get this blood sugar under control. Number 5, no dawn phenomena. The dawn phenomena is this: when you wake up in the morning, you didn't eat anything, and your blood sugar is high. That just means that you're in the transition phase of adapting to ketosis, and you still have insulin resistance. So if you have this, and then it goes away, which it will over time, that means your insulin resistance is much, much better. And number 6, you have a lot more energy. That's a real good indicator that it's working. And then I'm gonna add number 7, which is you're satisfied when you eat. So maybe before, when you had insulin resistance, you eat and you just don't feel fulfilled, now you do. Of course, you're gonna have to eat the right foods, but the feeling of being satisfied after you eat tells me that the nutrition is going into the cell, it's working. That means that you no longer have that resistance, because with insulin resistance, that blocks the nutrients going in the cell. It's hard to feel satisfied with food. Anyway, thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Hey, if you're liking this content, please subscribe now, and I will actually keep you updated on future videos.